Hey, you're listening to The Morning Show here on Raglan Community Radio. And on the line, I've got Nikki from the Raglan Arts Weekend. Good morning.
Good morning, Aaron.
How are we doing this morning?
I'm very good, thank you. I'm happy it's stopped raining because we have our opening of our preview exhibition this evening.
Oh, that's actually this evening. Right, that's why we must talk this morning.
That's right. Yeah, well, tonight is our sort of exclusive opening for the artists, friends and family.
Yeah.
Just to kick off the event. So, yeah, very exciting.
Okay, and the preview, tell us about the preview exhibition then.
So that's a really, it's a way to advertise what's happening on over the arts weekend. So there'll be two artworks per artist in the preview exhibition. So that's 84 in total because we've got 42 studios represented.
Is that a new high or was it big last time because you've got the hatch as well?
It's exactly the same as last year. We had 42 studios last year, but what's different this year is that we have a couple of groups. So I think we have over 65 artists.
Oh, wow.
So it's actually a really nice way to grow the event but not make it unmanageable for visitors because they've got the same amount, you know, of places to go around, to get around. So you can see, groups of people together, which is cool.
Yeah, for sure.
But what's really good about the preview exhibition, and this has been a tradition since Dot Day, it's been going from long since I started, is that the artists donate an artwork, a 300 by 300 artwork, and that gets sold for $200. And that's one of the main ways we make our money to run the event next year. So, and it's usually very, very, very popular because it's obviously a very good price to get an artwork.
Yeah. There's also a more conventional piece of artwork by each artist as well in the exhibition, is there? Is that what I heard?
Yep, that's right. Yeah, that's the second piece. They're able to do whatever they like for that piece as long as it's less than a metre. Because we are confined by space. We're so, growing, but we haven't, we're still in the same room. So
have you fit everything in the exhibition room?
It looks amazing. I was there yesterday, and what blew me away was the colour. It's awesome. I can't wait for everybody to see it.
It's amazing you can fit all of that in the one room.
Yeah, I guess, when you think of art, sometimes you just traditionally think of things that get hung on walls. But, we've got quite a lot of mixed media stuff at the moment as well. We've got textiles, we've got, hats and sculptures and there's other ceramics, there's things that can be fitted in different spaces. So it works really well.
So tonight is the private opening.
And that's
then
right.
When does it formally open, or when does it officially open for people to go and
tomorrow
have a look?
Morning at 10 a.m. And it's open every day, including the weekends, from 10 until 2, right up until the end of RAW. So RAW, the arts weekend, is on Labor Weekend. So that's Saturday the 26th of October to Monday the 28th of October. So the preview exhibition runs right up until that.
So people, even if people are a bit too lazy to go during the day, they might see it when they go to the old school for some other event, like the creative market.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, that's okay. Right. We've got it.
Don't be lazy. Don't be lazy.
We've got to allow for the lazy people. I think I might be one of them, to be honest. So
start out for the lazy people.
Yeah, that's right.
Let's say that's lean. You're tick off two things in
that's
one
right.
event. I'm happy with that.
Efficient.
Efficient, yeah.
All right, and so you've got lots of new artists. What else do you want to tell me about? What other events? Because we should talk about the events.
Yeah, it's actually cool. This year the vision for RAW is to try and make it as engaging and immersive as possible for visitors. So it's traditionally been just about the open studio weekend where people come and, it's great. You get to go around different people's homes and studios and see the artists in action. But what we want to do is bring some of that out into the open as well. So we're trying to make it a bit more festive. So this year we've actually hooked up with the Raglan's first Country and Blues Music Festival. Mm. So those guys will be doing their thing. So there will be lots of gigs and concerts. They'll be busking around town, which is great because we've had a lot of people ask us if music was going to be incorporated into RAW.
Right?
This is the first step into that.
Well, it is a form of art, so why not?
Exactly. And then we've got, we'll have a few installations around town. One of our new, he's not a new artist, but he's new to RAW, Simon is going to be doing an installation on Volcom Rain, Simon Dickey.
Okay.
And then, yeah, there's some immersive theatre happening. Elizabeth Dennis is going to be doing something up at Little Hill Studios on Saturday night.
Hold on. What does immersive theatre mean? Does that mean the audience is involved?
I don't know. You will have to go and have a look.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's more of a theatrical piece.
Right.
So that's happening at Little Hill Studios on Saturday night. And
interactive.
Then,
I'm looking at the blurb here. It does use the word interactive.
Yes. It's called cold-blooded dermatographic elocution. And then there's various artists that are holding workshops throughout the event, which is cool. So, yeah, I think we're starting to break out of that mold of just the studios, and we're starting to do other things now. So, yeah, I'm very pleased about that. They're small steps, but, yeah, we're moving in the right direction.
Actually, I'm seeing some Claire Wimmer, the potter's doing a day workshop.
Yes, she's actually got workshops running
several days.
Every single day, yeah.
Yeah.
So if you pick up one of our Raglan Arts Guides, there is a list in there of, a few highlights of some of the events that are happening overall. But then it's best to visit the individual artists' websites and Instagrams for more information.
Yeah, I see Zasha Sky's got an exhibition opening night at Wabi Sabi. For people who don't know, where is Wabi Sabi?
It's just on the corner of Bankart and, Winery Road.
Okay.
So it's just behind Atamira.
Okay, oh, it's a place
with a little studio just behind Atamira.
It's got a different name than people might have heard in the past, I think.
Yeah, yes, exactly. Definitely head along to Zasha's. She was part of the Hatch last year.
Mm.
So we've actually had two artists that have moved from the Hatch, our little hatchlings, who have made it into the main raw event. And that's just so great to see, you know. The Hatches, we launched last year. We'll definitely be doing that again this year. It's our sort of incubator for emerging talent in Raglan. So, yeah, we've got the next wave of, rising stars coming up. So I would definitely go and see the Hatch. There's some super interesting work in there. There's one chap, David, who's using a 150-year-old camera and some 19th-century techniques to do his photography. His pictures are really eerie.
Wow.
They're very cool.
Can I interview him?
Yep, I'm sure you can.
That sounds intriguing.
I can check it up for you.
You're making a note now. Oh, actually, we were talking about the Hatch. Oh, it has an opening. So when's the opening?
The opening is on Friday, the Friday before Raw. So that's the 25th of October at 6:30. That's a free event, and we welcome everyone to come along and have a look.
And that was packed out last year when they had the opening.
It was packed.
It was nuts.
We do partner with Workshop Brewery, so that's...
Oh, maybe that.
Yeah. Workshop Brewing Company. Yeah. So, it was excellent. Yeah. Oh, there's going to be all sorts of stuff. There's Kaka weaving by another David in the Hatch. Yeah, we've got jewelry, pottery, painting. Another event to actually mention, and this one's super important because the tickets are nearly finished, is our opening cocktail night. So that's happening on the Thursday. So that's Thursday the 24th. So that's the thing that kicks off everything. And that's going to be at ISO. And, it's basically an informal cocktail event. You don't have to wear a cocktail dress. Just come as is.
That's good. I don't like wearing cocktail dresses.
Yeah, it's a very casual affair. So you get a welcoming drink and you get... a hearty grazing table for $45, and you get to mingle with all the raw artists and just celebrate the kickoff of the event.
And we should emphasize that that's at ISO Bar, because you've had to change that location, haven't you? And probably
if people
get the guide, they might not know where to go.
Yes, because it was previously at Rocket, but the guides at ISO have been incredible at just helping us and picking the ball up and, making it happen for us. So I'm super grateful to them.
Mm.
And a great venue right in town. And that event's really brought to us by the team at Bailey's in Raglan. And they are also helping us do an artist tour for the Raw participating artists just before that event. So our artists are going on a bus and going around to see different studios just ahead of Raw.
Right.
So that's awesome because normally they're just stuck in the studios and they don't get to see what other people are doing. But this is the second year. We're going to be going around and, yeah, they get to meet each other and see what everybody else is up to. So it's a really cool initiative.
Yeah.
Thanks to Bailey for that one.
That is a good idea for the artists.
Yeah, it's been cool. So lots of things going on from the Thursday right through to the Monday.
So that tonight, Thursday the 3rd of October, is the exclusive opening for the preview exhibition. And then Friday tomorrow at 10 o'clock, the doors are open at the Old School and people can check it out.
Yes, absolutely.
So that's the current stuff. And then official opening, the official, do you? Opening cocktail reception Thursday 24th.
Yep.
Carry on. Well, no, I'm just reading off the thing in front of me, but I'm supposed to be interviewing you, I realised.
I'm checking the facts on you. You're doing well, very well. yep, Thursday 24th is the official opening at 6:30 at ISO Bistro. And then the Hatch opening is on Friday the 25th. And then the Raw Open Studios are 10 until 5 p.m. daily on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday of Labor Weekend, 26th, 27th, and 28th.
Okay, and the places where there's groups of artists, there's obviously the Hatch and the Town Hall. Where else? Is Wabi Sabi a group of artists?
No, that's just one artist.
That's just one.
I would recommend heading over to 58 Rivet Street. Wallace Street.
Yep.
That's where Rivet is. You've also got Shorty Dubs, Hayley Hamilton, Wendy Lemon, Megan Hockley, and Sarah Bing, all in one spot. So I would recommend there.
Where are they?
That's 58 Wallace Street.
That's there, right? Okay.
Yeah, that's the old dairy factory. Mm. That space is a new space. It's going to be epic. And another group is Studio, where you've got Chris Meek and Anique Fobart and Lucy Galbraith.
Oh, down Cross Street.
Down at Cross Street, that's 21 Cross Street. Little Hill Studios on 49 B Hills Road. That's a studio that's got a number of artists in it, including Elizabeth Dennis. And Wanda. Love Wanda's work. It was very interesting.
Should we suggest people go to the website to see all the artists and all that if they haven't got it?
Absolutely. The website has got all the information. It's got even a brochure that you can download or pick up one of the guides. The guides you can get from the Old School or from the iSite. Mm. Or from any of the shops around town. Aaron, if you're having a coffee, you can pick up a guide and pick off two things.
I need to bring a couple back to the studio so any of the DJs who want to talk about it can talk about it as we get closer.
Amazing. I'll drop some more for you. How about that?
Brilliant. Yeah.
Excellent.
All right, folks, we've been talking to Nikki, who's organising the Raglan Arts Weekend. It's all going nice and smoothly this year, Nikki?
It absolutely is.
A breeze?
Yeah. It's never a breeze. There's always things. I mean, we've had a few challenges, but nothing like back in the day, the COVID days.
The COVID days, yes. Yeah, they were stressful for sure. Yeah.
Yeah. So, no, this has been great. Yeah. Very exciting. I massively encourage everyone to go and check out their preview exhibition. You'll be so proud of our little town.
Mm.
It's awesome.
Yeah. All right, Nikki, thank you for your time this morning, and we'll catch up with you later on.